You will listen to a university lecture on dinosaurs. Listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 6. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Listen and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, students. I'm Brenda Gray, and I will be your biology lecturer for this semester. In today's lecture, I will be focusing on dinosaurs, with special focus on pterodactyls. Pterodactyls, or pterodactylus, are the first known reptiles with the ability to fly. These flying dinosaurs had a skull shaped like a cone and jagged teeth. Jagged teeth are rough, sharp, and pointed teeth, just like the edge of a saw. The chest was made of soft tissues. In spite of the initial belief that pterodactyls had no crests, it is now established that not only did they have crests, but the crests appeared in various forms. Some crests were bony, while others were fleshy. Also, examination of the fossils reveals that the proportions of their limbs, bones, size, and shape of the skull altered as the reptiles grew. Recent studies on the fossils have revealed that this creature may have been confused with another flying reptile because of the changing appearance during various stages of its growth. Pterodactyl specimen can broadly be divided into two categories. The first category of reptiles had skulls of only 15 to 45 millimeters in length, while the second category consisted of birds with skulls as big as 55 to 95 millimeters. At first, the categories were labeled juveniles and adults accordingly. However, further studies deemed both to be juveniles, as they assumed that adults may have actually been immature creatures belonging to a different genus altogether. This is where things get interesting from a biological perspective. Pterodactyls existed at the same time as dinosaurs. According to paleontologists, these reptiles were not dinosaurs at all. In the 1970s, paleontology took a new look at the groups in which they classified their fossils. Re-examination showed that there was an entirely new order of things. Pterodactyls were part of a group which came to be known as archosaurs. Incidentally, crocodiles belong to the same genus. Archosaurs are believed to be the most recent ancestors of both the living birds as well as crocodiles. The most distinctive characteristic of this type was the teeth set in sockets, because of which the teeth were less likely to be detached while hunting or tearing food. This feature gave them the name ptychodont, which means socket teeth. Other striking features were bulgy eyes, openings in front of the eyes and in the jaw. Another branch of this group is referred to as avometatarsalia, which means bird metatarsals. British paleontologist Michael Benton fixed this name for the clade in 1999 for all crown group archosaurs that looked more like birds than crocodiles. Also, the ankle joints of the creatures from avometatarsalia vary slightly from members of the archosauria genus, which it is said